Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. It's Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. That means it's time for Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright. Leanne Tyler's newest release, A Letter, A Garden, A Journal, A Chance at Love, Secrets on River Road. Madison Franklin is called to Wyndham House in the late spring of 1920. Curiosity for a side of her family she knows nothing about draws her in and leads her deeper and deeper in unraveling the Wyndham past. She and her intriguing new neighbor, Connor Montgomery, become fast friends, and as their relationship grows, they discover more secrets on River Road than either could have ever imagined. Leanne Tyler's Secrets on River Road, available where all fine books are sold. Passion. I love it. I'm betting you do too. At Dark Hollows Press, we have every essence of passion, whatever your enjoyment level. It doesn't matter if it's swirled through historicals, sprinkled in contemporaries, or mixed up in paranormal. I savor it. Every rich, creamy, luscious morsel. When hungering for your flavor of passion, you have to explore Dark Hollows Press. With every genre of romance, whether you like cowboys, dukes, vampires, sci-fi, or shapeshifters, you'll find something at Dark Hollows Press to devour. No matter your penchant, Dark Hollows Press can gratify for a little while until your next yearning strikes, and then come back to darkhollowspress.com. Dark Hollows Press and passions worth staying up all night for. And good evening. You're visiting Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. We're glad you've joined us in the Dark Hollows Press Parlor Studio. Donna Wright has Kathleen Ball, J.C. McCade, and Nia Farrell on the couch this evening as these authors tell us more about themselves and their latest releases. There may be updates on the Romancing the Smokies event on March 19, 2016. Mallory Kane will share the latest info in the romance industry at the bottom of the hour. All that is this week on Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, brought to you by Dark Hollows Press. I'm Jackie DeVera, and now your preeminent mistress of the modcast for this evening, Donna Wright.
And that would be me. I am Donna Wright, and this is Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. I hope everybody's doing as great as I am. I'm feeling good, but I will say this. It is time to break out the hot chocolate or the hot cider. It is cold and rainy here in Newport, Tennessee, but that's okay because we're in a beautiful place called Hummingbird Place. And with me tonight is an old friend that I am really excited to have back on the show tonight. Her name is Kathleen Ball, and she has a new book out called Silver Bells and Stetsons. It's a box set. And Kathleen, welcome to Hummingbird Place. I should say welcome back.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be here.
So tell us all about Silver Bells and Stetsons. I'm going to take a guess, okay? I mean, I'm going to like, okay. Remember Johnny Carson used to do the Great Karnak?
Yes.
I'm going to put the envelope up here. I'm going to assume it has to do with cowboys. I'm a prophet. I mean, I'm just a prophetess is what I am. So tell us all about it. Is this something that you're doing on your own, or are you doing with other authors?
No, this is with 10 other authors.
Okay.
So it's a Christmas, Western Christmas, and it's a historical.
Oh, okay.
So it's, so Caroline Clemens, Margaret Tanner, Kate Braxton, Kara Copeland, Kristen Holt, Lynn Horner, Susan Horsnow, Patty Jager, and Heavy Roman are the authors in it, plus me. And today is release day.
All right. Happy release day.
Thank you. It's been very exciting watching, you know, we started out with the numbers that were, you know, not the best, and then when you're watching it, it's like, oh my goodness, I love
that. Is fabulous. Now, you have had some real exciting news about the Cowboy Mind Box set.
Oh my goodness, yep, we are number one.
All right.
Number one in Western romance. That's a 6-book Western box set, and they're all full length books. And that one is with Krista Ames, Cheryl Gorman, Melissa Keir, Lisa Lane, and Deanne Lindham. And it's just, it was like one of those happy dance moments when I saw the numbers. Like, you've got to be kidding me. So
that is fabulous. Yes. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
I guess everybody's pretty excited right now.
Oh yeah. It's been a lot of hard work, but I think, you know, things are paying off.
Well, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's just kind of break it up and talk a little bit first about the Christmas story, The Silver Bells and Stetson. Let's talk about that story first and tell us all about your hero and heroine and how they meet and a little bit about the story.
Okay, mine is called The Greatest Gift, A Montana Cowboy Christmas. And that one is, I just had it up here for you. Okay, there's a rancher. This is a historical, so it's 1868. And there's this rancher, his name's Foster O'Donnell, and he hears screams coming from his barn, and it's the middle of winter. So he goes running in there, and there's a woman in there giving birth.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's what he thinks, too. And so he tells her what his name is. He says, well, you know, my name's Foster O'Donnell. And she said, no, you're not. The name of the father of my baby is Foster O'Donnell, and you are not him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it goes on to how, you know, she was kind of tricked, and Foster, someone else used Foster's name, and it all happens over Christmas, and it's kind of fun, you know, when it's crazy. I guess it must have been crazy having a baby back then. Like, just boil the water.
Wow. I cannot imagine that. I'll be honest with you. I have one son. I had him in 1989, and I don't think a lot doesn't change in baby birth, and I'll be honest with you. But still, just to know that there were several hours there where they had given me something for it. You didn't get that back then.
No, not at all. It was like, oh. So, yeah, that's mine, and it's the first one in the set. And I'm really excited about it. You know, I was writing it, and I'm like, you know, I like this. You know, because sometimes you're writing, and it's like, oh, I don't know. Maybe I should change this. I'm like, nope, this is it.
That's the best time to write. That is the best time to write. We are on the couch with Kathleen Ball, and we'll be right back after this.
Romancing the Smokies is a romance reader's dream with a book signing, author meet and greet, and luncheon. The Hummingbird Place is bringing together authors and readers March 19th at the Airport Hilton in Knoxville, Tennessee. Romance writers from around the region are attending Romancing the Smokies. The list includes Hallie Bridgman, J.K. Inslee, Mallory Kane, Shannon West, Sandy Sullivan, and Leanne Tyler. Keynote speaker Tanya Kappas will share with us how she accomplished success in the self-publishing industry and with HarperCollins and Witness, plus how she gains inspiration for her ghostly Southern stories. It's a luncheon for readers and authors March 19th. Tickets are available online at eventbrite.com under Romancing the Smokies 2016. Tickets start at $39.99 and they will go up after December. The book signing is free, but attendees still need to register. Romancing the Smokies, meet who's hot. Visit romancingthesmokies.com for complete and up-to-date information. Romancing the Smokies is brought to you by The Hummingbird Place, your premier destination for author interviews and publishing industry news, every Monday evening at 7 p.m. from Dark Hollows Press Studio, airing on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dark Hollows Press Studio. You're listening to The Hummingbird Place, your true home for romance.
You know, when something goes out to the internet, it's there forever, right? So when you advertise with Hummingbird Place, you're investing in the potential to have continuous, ongoing, never-ending exposure via the airwaves, or the interwebs, as the case may be. Not just Monday nights, but 24/7. Blog Talk Radio archives are available anytime the internet is working for people to download and listen to Donna and her guests, which could be you for that matter. Hummingbird Place, being your home for romance, produces author spotlights, showcase specials, and author jams. And that's an exclusive show that is all about you. Now, when you have a new release, a call for submission, a writing workshop, an appearance and signing, giveaways, cover reveals, whatever your creative heart can come up with, contact us. We're here, and we'll be there to cover your special event that's all about you. Go to thehummingbirdplace.com and fill out that form under contacts. or write to ads, that's ADS, at thehummingbirdplace.com and talk to me, Jackie DeVera, The Hummingbird Place. It's your home for romance.
I love the way she says it's your home for romance. Thank you, Jackie DeVera. And this is your home for romance. So we're sitting here with a fabulous romance author named Kathleen Ball. And Kathleen is telling us all about having babies and in the middle of a barn, in the middle of the winter, in Montana, in what year?
1868. It's after the Civil War.
Yeah. It's just, you know, not my cup of tea to be doing that. Personally, I wouldn't mind reading about it, and I hope to do so. Okay, so you've got the Silver Bells and Stetson box set. Now, Cowboy Mine, you're in a box set for that where you have a full-length novel.
Right. That is okay. Texas Haven. And that one's been out before. And it did well. It was actually the first book I ever wrote. And it's about this woman goes down to check on some property. She goes down to Texas to check on some property for her stepbrother. And she meets rancher. His name's Burke Dawson. And he had put an ad in the paper looking for a wife because he says he doesn't have time to look for a wife. He really just wants somebody to come and clean his house and, you know, cook his meals type of thing. He'd been married before, and that was, you know, it wasn't for him. So, you know, they kind of clicked, but then they parted ways. She went back to New York City, and, you know, he went back to what he was doing, and then he calls her and proposes to her over the phone, and she comes down, and it's a lot of mischief going on and misunderstandings and a lot of action, and I think it's a really fun book.
Well, it must be, since it's been part of the number one bestseller for Western romance on Amazon.
Yeah.
Now, it sounds to me, now you tell me if I'm wrong, but you have talked about that book before on Hummingbird Place.
I probably have.
Yeah, I'm sure of it. Okay, so now you've got the number one of the number one, you're in that box set that is number one on Amazon right now. You've got your Christmas story coming out. And so what's next for Kathleen Ball?
I have another box set. It's for the New Year. It's called The Ring and a Cowboy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
you got a thing about cowboys.
Exciting. Oh, yeah. I've read, you know, every type of romance there is, and I just always went back to cowboys. And when I started to write, I thought, you know, that's what I want to write. I'm going to write what I like to read.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Now, what you're doing for the new year, is that going to be historical or contemporary?
That's contemporary.
That's contemporary. And both of these box sets, what are their heat levels?
You know, we were told we could do, you know, it didn't really matter. I think the historical one is probably about a 3 or 4. And the other ones that are contemporary, they're a little bit hotter.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't read all the stories. In fact, I haven't even finished writing mine for the New Year's one. So
you better get going.
I know, I'm almost done.
I know how you feel. I have actually got something coming out in this month, and it's also part of a anthology. Can't believe I actually got it done. But I know what you mean when you're looking forward and you're saying, "Oh yeah, I'm doing this." Well, get it done, girlfriend.
Oh, I know.
And I'm sure the person who's putting it together is going to be saying, Kathleen, you better get that done.
Well, we have due dates, you know. We have everything
yeah.
nice and organized. And I think that's the key. You have to have the organization.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Of what you're doing.
Well, I can. I know what she's going to say. She's going to say, get off that radio and go write.
No, I was down at the barn all day, and I wrote most of the day. So I did my, you know, my writing for the day.
Down at the barn?
Yeah, I have a rescue horse.
Yeah.
So I go hang out at the barn, and I have a little folding desk and a chair, and I sit there and I write.
while you talk to the horse.
That's right.
Now, does he talk back like Mr. Ed, or does he just sort of listen?
Oh, you know, when you're in the barn and you've got all these horses just staring at you, you're just, like, wondering what the heck they're thinking.
What is she doing?
Yeah, exactly.
What is that woman doing? All right. We have loved having you, as always. Kathleen Ball, thank you so much for coming on to Hummingbird Place.
Well, thank you for having me.
Anytime you want to come, you just let us know. Ladies and gentlemen, Kathleen Ball, she has got out Silver Bells and Stetson, which is a box set for Christmas. And also, she's been part of a box set called Cowboy Mine. It's hit number one on Amazon Western Romance. And so, you know, you're going to have to check that out. And when we come back, we're going to have Josie McCade with us. And I'm just really excited to meet her. But we'll be back in just a few moments.
You're listening to Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright.
If you're looking for honest reviews and a magazine you can actually hold in your hands, you're looking for a fair decor. Grab your favorite drink and get in your coziest chair and enjoy reading about your favorite authors as well as articles and reviews of fiction and nonfiction. Reviews for contemporary, historical, paranormal, suspense, fantasy, and erotic. Go to adcmagazine.com for more information. Affair Decor. It's the only place you can have an affair without the guilt.
Lexi Witcher is the author of young adult contemporary paranormal romances. Her Bittersweet 16 series begins with Dodie Jinx as your typical teenager, until she learns she is the next in line to be claimed by a 300-year-old curse on her 16th birthday. While struggling for her life, Dodie unravels a chain of events that no one is prepared for. Dodie and the warlock she loves work together to find the key that will set the Dougherty descendants free in the Bittersweet 16 series by Lexi Witcher on Amazon.com and where all fine ebooks are sold.
And we are sitting here all comfy cozy on the couch here in the good sitting room at Hummingbird Place, and there is Josie McCade coming to sit down with us. Josie, have something to eat and a glass of wine and tell us all about yourself.
Hi, how are you? It's nice to be
I'm
on the show.
Great.
Thank you for the invitation.
Oh, we're glad to have you. I want to make sure I am pronouncing your name right. Is it Josie?
Yes, ma'am.
I just think it's so cute the way you spell it, the J-O-C-I-E. That is so cute.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Actually, it was a family name that I sort of borrowed. It was a great-great-great-grandmother from Virginia, and I just fell in love with it. So we bonded through history with the name.
It is just very cute. Josie McCade, and so you have a series out called The Three Bears. I love that. That is adorable.
Oh, thank you very much. One of them will read just right, you know.
Exactly. So why don't you tell us a little bit about The Bear Truth?
Bear Truth is the first book in the series. And each one of the books, the three books, feature one of the Bear brothers. The first one, Joe Bear, lives on the ranch, and he's having some financial problems, and he's pretty jaded where women are concerned. And into his life falls a vegetarian punk rocker, and she gets kicked off of a tour bus in the middle of Wyoming in the dead of winter. And some of the town people help her out a little bit, and she discovers Joe, and he discovers her, and basically they really don't like each other.
They never do.
She's a little too city, he's a little too country, but as the, you know, the time goes on, they learn to appreciate that in each of them, and that each of them is basically looking for a family because they don't have one. Hers, she doesn't have one, his is pretty fractured. And through a series of, let's put it this way, she wasn't meant to be on a ranch.
Yeah.
Tractor driving escapades and getting lost in the snow and that sort of thing, you know, they come together with it.
Well, that sounds
fabulous. Then the second book in the series. Yeah, the second book with, his brother comes back home. He left the ranch. And he came back home to help his brother out, and in the meantime, reconnects with a young lady that he had went to high school with, which, you know, he pretty much was her big annoying brother at that time. But, you know, people grow up and things change. And then Matt, the third brother, who was one that they kind of discovered, ends up being the county sheriff, and ends up on the end of a Cajun lady's sword, and she's in the witness protection program. So the women sort of fall into their lap, and they're very strong women. So it takes a pretty strong man to connect with them.
That's the only kind you want.
That's
now,
right.
I understand in the beginning if somebody is a little bit on the, you know, weepy side or whatever, but put on your big girl panties if I'm going to read about you.
Yeah, that's right.
That's exactly right. Well, it sounds like now this is the first one. When are the second and third ones coming out?
The second and third ones are already out. They're all available. It's Bare Truths, Bare Necessities, and Bare Facts. And then A Very Merry Christmas will be out December 1st.
I love it. That is great.
Yeah, I have my rights back from a publisher, and it's my most popular series, and I had so many readers contact me and say, can we have more bears? When the books are set in a fictional town called Sentinel, Wyoming, and it's based on a few small towns that I've had the pleasure of traveling through in the great state of Wyoming. And so the Christmas book brings the Bear Brothers all back home. It starts out when Abby, who is married to Joe, kidnaps a person from a retirement home and kind of goes from there. And then they get caught in a blizzard. So it's basically about coming home for Christmas and finding out what's really important.
So now you're with Sourcebooks Casablanca. And how is that? Explain to everybody what kind of imprint that is.
I'm not with Casablanca. I'm an indie author.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. We have Sourcebooks Casablanca. So, okay, so you're an indie
ma'am,
author.
I'm indie. I am.
And you like that control, don't you?
I do. I was with the publisher, but this way I can, you know, go ahead and create the series a little more and develop it more fully than what some publishers might want, but what readers do.
Right.
I've had some interest from some of the big six, but right now I'm kind of holding my cards pretty close to the vest because I'm a little intrepid with that. But so right now, you know, we'll see how that goes. I mean, you know, hey, if Bill Bird walks through the door and wants to be right, you know.
Yeah. So if Spielberg, you want me to call him and see if he's interested? I mean,
would you
can
please?
I agent this for you? Thinking about agenting this for you, this would be like a new thing that I could be doing with Hummingbird Place.
There you go. I like that. Yeah.
I do too. I'll tell you what, Josie, just hang on for us. We're going to be right back after this. Tired
Absolutely.
Of the same old thing? Looking for something new and different in the romance industry? Then you must be looking for Loveline's Romance Easing. This is a great place to read about the latest releases and advertise at reasonable prices. It's new, different, and exciting, and you want to be a part of it. Just go to lovelinesmagazine.weebly.com to learn more.
Coming out this week from M.D. Martin, for the first time from Dark Hollows Press, Welcome to Williams Point, a small town nestled at the base of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Quaint cobblestone streets are lined with ancient wrought iron fences and lush lawns. Peel back the exterior, however, and you'll find the black blood that throbs just beneath the surface. Here, hidden in the shaded hollows and forgotten cemeteries, lurk the creatures of the wilds. They do not fear death. They stalk it. After all, Williams Point is itself a child of blood. An anthology from M.D. Martin, Legends of Williams Point, where the real monsters come out to play.
That sounds scary.
That did sound scary. I was like, I should turn the lights on in here.
Yeah, really. I mean, that's my little Jackie DeVera does, who has something out, by the way, too, everybody. Be looking for Jackie DeVera. But anyway, it sounded like a scary story. I don't know if I would read that at night or not.
It did. I don't know. I'm not real good with scary stories. I think I'm just a devout coward. I've tried to read a few of them. Horror is not my genre. I mean, my electric bill just goes through the roof. You know? The dog goes, really? She's hugging the stuffings out of me again.
You know, I have a friend, and she's single, and she lives alone, she told me one time, she said, we were talking, I said, have you ever seen The Sixth Sense? And I said, well, you know, I've seen bits and pieces of it. I know what it's about. And since I already know what it's about, there's no big turning point for me, you know.
Right.
And so she said, well, I watched it and left the lights on for a week at night.
Yeah, every shadow sort of plays with your imagination after that. At least it does with mine.
Oh, yeah. I like scary stories. I don't like blood, but I like suspense.
I love suspense. Yeah, or a good thriller. Yes.
We went to see Crimson Peak, and it was okay. There was a twist in it that kind of makes you go, ooh. But other than that, it was Tom Hiddleston is just, he played Loki.
Uh-huh.
And as my husband would say, he got some Loki motion in this story. Anyway, it was very good. We were on the couch with Josie McCade. Josie's telling us all about the Three Bears. Now, this is not your only series.
No, ma'am, it's not. I also have, I write romantic comedy and humorous mysteries. And I have the first two books in a mystery series out called Between the Lines. And it's kind of reminiscent, if you remember the old Moonlighting TV series.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah, well, it's kind of reminiscent of that. I love verbal sparring. And these two, she is an award-winning reporter for, you know, think Time magazine. And he is a yellow tabloid reporter that's trying to scoop her at every turn. They meet over a crop circle. And there are some terrorists out there who have gotten the patents to Tesla's weapons, you know, Nikola Tesla, the inventor back at the turn of the century. And so they're planning on using them. And so they're trying to stop them. And like, no one will believe them, of course, and except for her father, who is a con man, and a group of modern-day druids.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think you've made that complicated enough. I think you need some more things going on.
Well,
but
you know, as
really
we just
good.
Said, I love suspense and I love thrillers, but I always figured if I was in a situation that required me to be like, you know, an FBI agent or something, it would end up funny because the only way I succeed is if I flubbed it up so badly, the bad guys would have no idea what I was doing.
Exactly. I know exactly what you're saying. I am.
So that's kind of where this series goes. It would be me as a secret agent. God help the USA.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm not one of those people who could do that. Because, mm-hmm. Number one, when I get nervous, I shake.
Ah.
And there's no way that I could look you in the eye and lie to you and not be shaken like a leaf.
Yeah, yeah. I'm, you know, my mother, I never could get away with lying even as a child. It was almost like a neon sign went off over my head. She's lying.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm the same way. And to be undercover, you know, you need to be able to lie.
You do. You do. You need to be really good at it, and I'm not.
Okay, Josie McCade, what's next for you?
Well, the Christmas book is coming out, The Three Bear, but The Berry Christmas, which is part of the Three Bears book.
Mm-hmm.
And then January 1st, I have a brand new series that's coming out, and it's called Mason Dixon. And it will be coming out January 12th.
And tell us a little bit about that.
It's a humorous mystery series, and I always laugh because my family used to call me the token Yankee of the family because everyone in my family, my parents, grandparents, are all south of the Mason-Dixon line, and I was born up north. So I spent most of my childhood going back and forth across that Mason-Dixon line. I said, you know, someday I should just write what it's like to be half Yankee and half rebel. So that's what I did.
I totally understand. I've also been there. So
yeah.
You have got a lot of things going on, and The Bear Truth is out right now.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Now you said all three of the Bear books are out.
All three of the Bears are available, and they're available in multiple formats. Just look for Josie McCade, and it's Bear Truth, Bear Necessities, and Bear Facts. The Between the Lines mysteries are also out, and I do have a couple of standalones. Heart River Inn, which is set in the Poconos, and it's a romantic comedy. And then the Berry Christmas will be out, and then the new series, Mason Dixon, in January.
Wow, you've got a lot going on.
Yeah, we won't talk about the full-time job.
I hear you. Totally understand.
By day, I'm a mild-mannered librarian, but don't tell anybody.
We won't. Listen, it's our secret. We won't tell a soul.
Awesome.
None of them. Great. All right, Josie McCade, thank you so much for being with us on Hummingbird Place.
Thank you so much for having me.
It has been my pleasure, and you come back and see us anytime. Ladies and gentlemen, Josie McCade, she's got a lot going on, but remember the Three Bears series. That's B-A-E-R. And the first book in that series is The Bear Truth, and don't forget that. We're going to keep moving right along, so stay with us. We'll be right back with news.
Romancing the Smokies is a romance reader's dream with a book signing, author meet and greet, and luncheon. The Hummingbird Place is bringing together authors and readers March 19th at the Airport Hilton in Knoxville, Tennessee. Romance writers from around the region are attending Romancing the Smokies. The list includes Hallie Bridgman, J.K. Inslee, Mallory Kane, Shannon West, Sandy Sullivan, and Leanne Tyler. Keynote speaker Tanya Kappas will share with us how she accomplished success in the self-publishing industry and with HarperCollins and Witness, plus how she gains inspiration for her ghostly Southern stories. It's a luncheon for readers and authors March 19th. Tickets are available online at eventbrite.com under Romancing the Smokies 2016. Tickets start at $39.99 and they will go up after December. The book signing is free, but attendees still need to register. Romancing the Smokies, meet who's hot. Visit romancingthesmokies.com for complete and up-to-date information. Romancing the Smokies is brought to you by The Hummingbird Place, your premier destination for author interviews and publishing industry news, every Monday evening at 7 p.m. from Dark Hollows Press Studio, airing on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us at Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. We come to you each week from the Dark Hollows Press Studio. For more fun and information, join us at thehummingbirdplace.com. There you can find out about our upcoming shows and events such as Romancing the Smokies, a live event in 2016. Remember, just go to thehummingbirdplace.com. And here she is. She's here. Are you here?
I am here.
You are here. Yay! And we've let you sit inside because it's rainy out.
I know, and you even didn't make me take off my shoes at the door. You're so sweet.
I'm trying to be good to you, you know? I'm trying.
You are good. You are good. I almost spilled my wine on your carpet, but I didn't.
Well, if you do that, then that means you're back out in the gazebo.
I know. That's why I was so careful.
Ladies and gentlemen, with Romance News, it's Mallory Kane. Mallory?
Thank you, Donna. Tonight is my second special report about what I learned at the Novelists Inc. conference in St. Petersburg, Florida, in early October of this year. Novelists Inc., or NINC, N-I-N-C, is the International Organization of Multi-Published Authors. It is the professional network for career novelists. And this week, once again, I'm talking about some of the really incredible things that authors can do for free online that can help them get their books out there and become more successful and be discovered online for their electronic books. Now, tonight, I'm talking about SELF-E. That's SELF-E. To tell you what I've learned about SELF-E at the Novelist Inc. Writers Conference, I've got to tell you a little bit about the man who spoke about it. Porter Anderson is a career journalist whose venues have included three of Time Warner's CNN networks, The Village Voice, Thought Catalog, The Bookseller, Publishing Perspectives, the Dallas Times Herald, Dallas Observer, D Magazine, the Tampa Tribune, the Sarasota Herald Tribune, and many other media sources. Porter Anderson wears many hats. If I were to even start naming all his different hats, we would be out of time in no time, literally. So what I'm going to do is list as many as I can on my blog at MalloryKane.com once the show is over. At the NINC conference and at many other venues, Porter Anderson has been introducing to authors the Library Journal and Biblio Board program called SELF-E. Again, that's S-E-L-F. E. Library SELF-E, as it's handled on Twitter, gives independent authors and traditionally published authors who have e-rights to their backlists a chance to submit their e-books for presentation to their state's libraries and to the United States library system in a way that assists harried librarians all over the country who are all but overwhelmed. by all of the new levels of digitally enabled publishing. So indie, traditionally, and hybrid authors may be asking, but Mallory, Porter, why would I want my books in libraries? Well, authors, would it surprise you to know that readers already know the answer to this question? And if you would just think for a moment, you'd figure it out too. But listen up, children, because I'm about to tell you. Just about everyone now realizes that self-publishing is a valid and important option for many authors. Whether aiming to produce a bestseller, distribute information, or preserve a personal history, each author out there is contributing to the community in a significant way, and therefore they deserve access to patrons across the nation. According to Library Journal's patron profiles, understanding the behavior and preferences of the U.S. public library, over 50% of all library users go on to purchase e-books by an author that they were introduced to in the library. With sections, the National Self-Ease Select Collections and Self-Ease Ongoing Contests for authors, there are many ways for authors to get recognized in their local communities and beyond. The number one challenge any author has is building an audience. Once they have an audience, they have an opportunity to grow their work professionally. Librarians can be a powerful marketing force for emerging authors, especially if they can promote the books without fear of failure. The self-ease approach to curation or oversight, combined with simultaneous user access, will encourage books to be discovered and even go viral. This is a quote by Hugh Howey, a best-selling self-published author who has sold 2 million-plus books. Here's another quote by C.J. Lyons, best-selling self-published author with 2 million books sold. Libraries are all about readers and writers connecting. Since so many of my new readers discover my books via their local libraries, it's vital that all of my books be accessible to library patrons. The Self-Ease program helps librarians to better serve readers and authors. So, folks, check my blog at MalloryCain.com for more information about Self-Ease, which aids discoverability and success of authors with e-books. Now, it is not an income stream. You don't get money by setting up with Self-Ease. However, discoverability and success are two things that you really can't put a price tag on. And Donna, that's all I've got for tonight.
All right. That, you know, that is so true. You cannot put a price tag on discoverability.
Right. There'll be much more on my blog. I didn't have time to say a lot of things I wanted to about this really, really fascinating and fabulous resource for independently published authors. But I will have more on MalloryCain.com's blog.
All right. That sounds great. Mallory, honey, thank you so much.
Thank you, darling.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Mallory Cain with news. And we'll be right back with a review right after this.
Dark Hollows Press is a publisher of romance whose authors present high-quality stories full of desire. They welcome submissions from both new as well as established authors. They offer a built-in reader base, professional editing, cover design and marketing, worldwide distribution, and competitive royalties paid monthly. Dark Hollows Press publishes all genres of romantic expression from historical to fantasy, sci-fi to contemporary, and now urban fantasy and new adult. Find submission guidelines or find a new favorite book or author at darkhollowspress.com.
And we have with us tonight Ms. Jessica, and she is going to review Dark Blue by Renee Rose.
Hello, Donna. How are you tonight?
I am doing great. I'm just looking forward to curling up on the couch. You know what I'm saying?
I understand completely. And like you said, I'm reviewing Dark Blue. It's the first in Renee's Rose's new South Island PD series. It'll all take place on the same South Carolina island. And the main characters of this book are Jackson and Bella. Jackson is a police officer and reconnects with Bella through a speeding ticket. Yes, I know. Great way to reconnect, isn't it? The thing I really like about this book is she is very experienced and gives a very good view from each of the main characters' perspectives. So you know what's going on in their heads at the time that you're reading it. And it's very seamless going back and forth between the two. There are, of course, some very dramatic, high energy situations that go through the book and different things that they're having to deal with in both their professions, but, you know, of course, has something to do with their romantic entanglements as they go along. But she's very well written. This is one of the many books I've read by her. And as always, it is a very good read.
And so what type of heat level is it?
This is not as hot as some of the books I've read. I would probably say it's a nice 5 out of 10 because there are some hot parts, but there is also a very good storyline that goes along with it. But I do give it a solid 4 stars because, as I said, she has written many books. This is not her first rodeo, and being that her husband is a police officer, she gets the details very well in the storyline. But it is a nice 5. It is not a sweet read. It is not something that doesn't have any heat in it at all. But
right.
It is not. It has a very well developed story that goes along with it.
That's always important.
Yes.
So we're going to give Dark Blue by Renee Rose, solid 4 stars out of 5. And
yes.
what about you, Jessica? Are you getting excited about Romancing the Smokies?
I am so extremely excited about Romancing the Smokies. As soon as I could, I bought my ticket and will be sitting at J.K. Inslee's table. But I am super excited about getting to meet new authors that I haven't met before and maybe haven't got to read their books. It's always exciting for me to meet new authors, especially
absolutely.
In my line of work.
Oh, absolutely. For those of you who don't know, Ms. Jessica is Ms. Jessica the Librarian.
Yes, I am.
Well, I just had some really nifty news that I wanted to share, and I thought you might like to hear it. Jackie DeVera, who does just about all of our production, at least, she is an all-romance bestseller with Queen of the Hollow.
That is wonderful. I'm so excited to hear that for her.
That is so exciting. And with that being said, I think that before we go to visit with Nia Farrell, I am going to play her commercial. But until then, until next time, Ms. Jessica, thank you so much.
Thank you, Donna. I hope you have a great night.
You too. And that was Ms. Jessica with 4 solid stars for Dark Blue by Renee Rose.
Hey, Jackie here.
From Jackie
and
DeVera.
That-
And Dark Hollows Press.
That's Charlie. He's my friend. He's my bud. I ask him to help me with this spot.
A shapeshifter.
He really likes his job.
A were-cougar.
Does that sound too dire, he asked. I said it sounds a little dire. But he's excited, so what do you do? But the gist is this. I've got a new, sweet short story coming out this Thursday.
And with it, a tide of primal danger.
October 29th, called Queen of the Hollow. I'm pretty excited, too.
Queen of the Hollow.
Did you name it Queen of the Hollow, he asked. I did, I said. Why, he asked. Well, you'll have to read it to find out. So watch for it, won't you?
Queen of the Hollow by Jackie DeVera. Available from Amazon.com and wherever fine ebooks are sold.
Tide of Primal Danger. I think I'm going to write that one down.
And now the latest about Romancing the Smokies.
Well, hi, everybody. Before we introduce Nia Farrell, I just wanted to give you a little heads up about what's going on with Romancing the Smokies. I've only got one silver sponsorship left, so if you're thinking that you'd like to come and sign, the silver sponsorship is $100. We've got several gold sponsorships still available for $250. Different things come with those, so just go to romancingthesmokies.com and you can see more about that. Leanne Tyler, one of our featured authors, whose sweet and sultry romance has registered. And there's only one more reader slot available at Shannon West tables. So if you're wanting to sit with Shannon West, you better get to registering. Also, Dark Hollows Press will be at Romancing the Smokies. Tanya Kappa's table is full. And so, do you realize we have people coming from as far away as New Jersey and California? There's lots of activity with our own little Cowgirl, Sandy Sullivan, will be joining us. Chris Nicole, a silver sponsor, will be joining us as well. And J.K. Ensley's table is full. So don't forget, Romancing the Smokies. Go to romancingthesmokies.com. You can go there, and we'll show you how to sign up through Eventbrite. And now joining us is Nia Farrell. Nia, welcome to Romancing the Smokies. Welcome to Hummingbird Place, your home for romance.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, I'm just so excited to have you. And we are going to be talking tonight about the Three Graces series. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it all started when I was doing another book and the heroine stopped talking to me because I couldn't figure out what she smelled like.
Okay.
And so that let Grace Murphy step in so that I could listen to her story and get that written. And it's based on a fictional town in Posey, Minnesota, Illinois place names. But there are three women there, all 22 years old, and all of them have names that translate to Grace. And Grace is literally that, Grace Murphy. And then there's Anna James in the second book, and Rachel Givens, who's supposed to be dead, but she's taken the name of Ray Simmons, a girl who was taken with her and was killed, and so she saw a chance to survive by adopting her identity. So even though she's not technically named Grace, they accept her as one of their own.
Okay. So tell us about the series heroes.
Well, it's a series of menages, so there are three women and six men.
Ooh.
In the first book, Grace Murphy is a psychic medium, and she has been saving herself for the men of her dreams, where she's psychically gifted. She knows who they are. And she's been waiting for them to come on the scene. So the first to come is Nico White. He's a bisexual American Indian musician. And she meets him at an Irish festival where she's doing psychic readings. Now, her best friend actually writes music with Nico, and she's been trying to get them together, and just timing was never right. So finally, the stars align. She meets him. But it's six more months before J.T. Santiago comes on the scene. So meanwhile, she's getting to know Nico. They're meshing as a couple, but they come as a pair. And JT is a dominant, but he's never had a male submissive. So it's an introduction for him into male relationships, into a menage relationship with a bisexual male. And JT has PTSD, which complicates things. The story actually is rooted in their past lives. So it's three lovers, soulmates, coming back again to try to get things right. And that requires healing past lives as well as present.
Okay, now, the names of these are something else, something different, and something more?
Yes.
And they're from the Three Graces series.
Yeah, the Three Graces series. Something else is Grace's story with Nico and JT. In the second book, Nico's songwriting partner, Anna James, who is my potty mouth gamer girl, starving artist, meets the twin rock gods of her dreams, twins, part Comanche, Jackson and Jacob Thomason. They come to town to collaborate on an album and end up wanting more from Anna than just her music. But does she dare submit to the couple who performs as No Mercy? So it's a little darker, a little edgier, but Anna was so much fun to write after the angst of JT's PTSD and the issues that that threesome had to deal with. Anna was just what I needed at the moment. To, you know, something a little lighter. She's just so feisty and so funny. And then everybody's favorite waitress, Rachel, she's been keeping secrets. She's never really let anyone close. When she found out that she was pregnant after she was taken by a motorcycle gang to use as bait for her biker boyfriend, found out she was pregnant, she'd already assumed this other identity, and she kept it at that point because it was no longer herself. It was her and her child. Well, she has a 3-year-old autistic daughter, father unknown. Most likely candidates are two brothers. One's a biker just getting out of prison on a trumped-up weapons charge. The other's a porn star. And both men are determined to get Rachel back regardless. They don't really care about Hannah's paternity. I mean, they do, but to them, it's secondary because Hannah belongs to Rachel. Rachel belongs to them. They belong together. And that book was very difficult to write because Rachel has post-rape PTSD. And this story was so personal, and if I start to tear up, you'll understand why. I have a dear friend that struggles with this. I mean, stairways are one of her triggers. And my sister's two sons are autistic.
So you really pulled from what you know to make this story work.
I've co-written music. I've done readings at psychic fairs. I've ridden motorcycles like JT. I'm not a biker, but you know, I pulled a lot from personal experience on this.
Mm-hmm.
My friends tell me I'm most like Grace than any of them, but both my girls are gamers, and Anna just reminds me so much of my younger daughter as far as the potty mouth goes. Just, you know, this little young thing, small, but, you know, she talks like, she's just fearless. She's just fearless. Mm-hmm. And so when these two boys, the men come on, Jackson and Jacob, and they're triple platinum indie artists. So for her being the small fish in the pond, their recognition means everything. I mean, one of her goals is to be so famous she gets a biography written. So that kind of threads through the stories. This is so going in my biography.
Yeah. That's great. I do have a question, and maybe I got lost somewhere because, you know, there are six men and there are three women, and, you know, we're going through the different books. By the way, we are on the couch with Nia Farrell, and Nia's telling us all about her Three Graces series. Something else, something different, and something more. There are menage books. And the last one, you said Hannah's paternity could be one of the brothers, but was she not?
Well, because Rachel was taken and was raped. And the conception took place just ahead of that. So without a DNA test, she really doesn't know who the father is.
Okay, but he did not rape her.
No, she was taken by a rival motorcycle gang. She was held as bait for her boyfriend, who didn't come in time. When the police pulled her from the wreckage of the warehouse where she'd been held, you know, she was beaten beyond recognition. So they had taken another girl, thinking it was her, because they looked alike. But when they got her to the warehouse, they found out they had the wrong person. So they went and snatched Rachel from her home. She assumed this new identity, found out while she was in the hospital recovering from brain trauma and her injuries that she's pregnant. So basically she puts gas money in her tank and she ends up running out of gas in Posey, Minnesota. That's the only reason she's there.
Wow.
But she's made it her home. And she's never let herself get too close to Grace because Grace being psychic, she didn't want her to pick anything up on her.
Right. Right, I can certainly understand that. Okay, we're on the couch with Nia Farrell. Nia, if you'll hold on for us for just a moment, we'll be right back after this.
Sure.
Coming out this week from M.D. Martin.
for the first time from Dark Hollows Press. Welcome to Williams Point, a small town nestled at the base of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Quaint cobblestone streets are lined with ancient wrought iron fences and lush lawns. Peel back the exterior, however, and you'll find the black blood that throbs just beneath the surface. Here, hidden in the shaded hollows and forgotten cemeteries, lurk the creatures of the wilds. They do not fear death. They stalk it. After all, Williams Point is itself a child of blood. An anthology from M.D. Martin. Legends of Williams Point, where the real monsters come out to play. Lexi Witcher is the author of young adult contemporary paranormal romances. Her Bittersweet 16 series begins with Dodie Jinx as your typical teenager, until she learns she is the next in line to be claimed by a 300-year-old curse on her 16th birthday. While struggling for her life, Dodie unravels a chain of events that no one is prepared for. Dodie and the warlock she loves work together to find the key that will set the Dougherty descendants free. In the Bittersweet 16 series by Lexi Witcher on Amazon.com and where all fine ebooks are sold.
We are on the couch with Nia Farrell. And Nia, we just have a few minutes, but tell us what's next for you.
I'm currently working on, it's actually a spinoff from the Three Graces series. Someone recommended that I write about JT, Nico, and Grace's past lives. So I'm 70,000 words into a historical set in 1868, which I found, you know, kind of coincidental because your first guest had a story set in 1868. Only mine's
really
different. But my husband and I are Civil War reenactors, so we do go play in the past. And so this is a really natural extension for me to just extend it out a few years. Matter of fact, I just got done with my first documentary screenplay on the Lincoln 150th funeral reenactment that we had in Springfield, Illinois this year. So that screening will be coming up whenever they get the video editing done. And then I have my first paranormal with an angel hero started. And I'm developing another series of BDSM books. So there's lots on the plate.
Well, Nia, that sounds exciting. I hope that you would consider maybe coming on to Hummingbird Place and doing a workshop with us.
I would love to. I would love to
have something on the Civil War is what I was thinking.
Yeah, I actually, when I do lectures, I lecture on legacies of the war, on women in the war, especially the independent workers like Clara Barton, Dr. Mary Edwards Walker, and then poetry and music, because that's one of the things I do is I write music and poetry. And
well, that is something we definitely need to think about doing. Unfortunately, our time has grown short. That little bit of time gets over with and so quickly, you just don't realize that you're thinking to yourself, I've got to be on for 15 minutes, then it just flies by.
I know. I do an hour long a month, so I know 15 minutes would just go by fast.
Well, we have loved having you, Nia, and I hope that you will come back and join us.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it, Donna.
Oh, it has been my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Nia Farrell, and Nia has The Three Graces out. It's with Dark Hollows Press, and you've got to have it if you like the menage and like some biker guys and some other great things. The Three Graces series is for you. We're going to talk to you about next week right after this.
Leanne Tyler's newest release, A Letter, A Garden, A Journal, A Chance at Love, Secrets on River Road. Madison Franklin is called to Wyndham House in the late spring of 1920. Curiosity for a side of her family she knows nothing about draws her in and leads her deeper and deeper in unraveling the Wyndham past. She and her intriguing new neighbor, Connor Montgomery, become fast friends, and as their relationship grows, they discover more secrets on River Road than either could have ever imagined. Leanne Tyler's Secrets on River Road, available where all fine books are sold. Passion. I love it. I'm betting you do too. At Dark Hollows Press, we have every essence of passion, whatever your enjoyment level. It doesn't matter if it's swirled through historicals, sprinkled in contemporaries, or mixed up in paranormal. I savor it. Every rich, creamy, luscious morsel. When hungering for your flavor of passion, you have to explore Dark Hollows Press. With every genre of romance, whether you like cowboys, dukes, vampires, sci-fi, or shapeshifters, you'll find something at Dark Hollows Press to devour. No matter your penchant, Dark Hollows Press can gratify for a little while until your next yearning strikes, and then come back to darkhollowspress.com. Dark Hollows Press and Passions.
worth staying up all night for.
What a wonderful week we've had with Nia Farrow. Also, Kathleen Ball has been back, and always love having Kathleen. Josie McCade was here. We've just had such a great week. I just can't get over how wonderful it's been. Really different books this week. Loved it. Also, Ms. Jessica and her Dark Blue by Renee Rose, a solid 4 stars for Renee. So I'm sure she's going to be happy to hear that. Now, next week, I've got Lindy Walker coming on and 2 very personal friends, Brandy Kennedy and Rachel Rivers, will both be here. I am so excited about this week. I hope you are too. And just have a wonderful week. Stay safe. Stay warm.
Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright, is brought to you by Dark Hollows Press and produced by Leanne Tyler. Production manager, Jackie DeVera. All music provided by Kevin MacLeod and Incompetech.com.